Hey, everybody. We're back. It's the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. It's been a little while, sure. Everybody's had a little summer break. We're back. This is Kevin. Join with me, as always, Andrew. Andrew, how's your summer going?
Pretty good, Kevin. Summer's about over, which means it's football season.
Football.
And we know that every KU fan is looking forward to football season. Oh, well, some of us are. But, you know, this, I was just thinking about this, Kevin. This, I think, is our fourth season doing the podcast.
That sounds right.
Because I think we started during Charlie Weiss's first year. Yep. So this is season four for us. So we're the old Grizzly veterans at this point. But that doesn't mean that we're on top of things. We're on the basketball court. We're putting on the knee braces. We're having to do that extra little bit of stretching to get through the podcast a little bit. Also, year four, contract year, Kevin.
Ooh.
We got to step up our game. Contract year. But I think it'll be a fun season, so we'll just go ahead and call this episode one of season four of the Jayhawk Talk podcast. But we had a fun summer. You all listening at home were not a part of that. We're sorry about that. We had initially told you that we were going to do some episodes this summer. Nah, we didn't end up doing that. We ended up just doing whatever we wanted during that time instead.
Mostly drinking, playing some golf, you know, watching movies,
just
a lot of Netflix.
Fun stuff. But we are now back with you. We are welcoming you back into our family. And hopefully you are welcoming us into your little earphone family as well. But there's a lot to talk about, Kevin. We've been gone since April. We've got a lot of basketball stuff to catch up on. And I've also some football stuff to get everyone caught up on. I think I feel like I know the least about KU football that I have in maybe 10 years.
Yeah, it was funny because I was kind of in the same boat. And then we live in Kansas City, and I don't know if anybody that works in Kansas City, especially downtown Kansas City, like last week there was an air show. And so there's like jets were like buzzing towers, right? Like left and right. It was the Blue Angels, you know, they're flying low and buzzing the towers. It was awesome. But you know what that reminded me of, Andrew? That jet coming through.
Oh, the ones that come out of the hangar in Salina, fly along I-70.
Yes, that's the ones. It reminded me of the music or the video board destroying the Missouri helmets, you know, like
Metallica playing in the background.
Yes!
That's football to me.
So that's when I got jacked up.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? These jets are flying around. I need to learn about KU football. So I jumped right in, Andrew. I've been digging through the weeds of KU football coverage all week, the last week too. And I think I'm ready to talk a little KU football. I'm into it now. I'm a big fantasy football guy. I've spent a lot of time doing that. Now I'm back to college football. I'm ready. And Andrew, I got a good feeling about this season.
Okay. Well, let's hang off on that a little bit. That's a little bit of a positive note that I love hearing from you. And so we're going to need your help to kind of get us caught back up a little bit. But I think that everybody, because obviously you don't get your KU news from anyone else other than from Kevin and I. So we're going to get you caught up on everything important that's happened since April and what we're calling the getting you caught up in everything since April whip around. Do you have a little bit of music you can cue up for us?
Let me get
you
some music here. All right. I don't know what's going to play, so we're just here. How about this?
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to start from April. I've got some little big events. I'm going to say it, and then you give me your little thoughts on if this is a big event or not. Does that make sense?
I love it.
All right. April 28th, Cheick Diallo commits to Kansas basketball, Kevin.
Yeah, game changer. This guy, at the time, we're going, man, this is the missing piece, the big man that we need, the garbage man, going to get all the rebounds, going to put all the putbacks, going to block all the shots. We love this. Huge signing.
something we're going to talk about a little bit later, is he is not technically at this point eligible to play. He's not been cleared by the clearinghouse. We'll talk a little bit about that later and exactly what we would give up to have Mr. Diallo be officially declared eligible. But let's move on to May, because, you know, April, not a lot happened. May 31st, actually, Dwight Colby transfers Ole Miss from the University of Mississippi will not be eligible to play this year, but will be a big man on the roster the next season.
Yeah, this is good because I don't know that, you know, he's a completely polished, skilled big man like, you know, I don't know. Maybe some of the guys are on the roster already, but you got to look at the roster, Andrew. Perry, DeMar, Hunter, and maybe even Diallo are all going to be gone next year. So we got to have some big bodies coming in, and Colby fills that role as a guy certainly that will be on the bench, be able to practice with the team, and hopefully become, you know, one of those transfers that pays off for Bill Self.
Did you call him Jamar? It's
Jamar.
It's Jamari.
Did I say Jamar?
You said Jamar. I think we should call him Jamar because that's a fun.
I mean, that's
a fun name. That's a fun name. All right, let's move on to June 2nd. Fred Hoiberg officially announced the head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
This makes me a little sad. I kind of liked all the old mayor being there and Ames. Made that fun matchup. I think they're still going to be awesome this year. But remains to be seen what they're going to be once the recruiting starts having to be a thing for this guy. I think it's good for Kansas, but also maybe kind of bad for Kansas. What do you think?
He was always fun to play against. We'll see if this new guy from Murray State is going to be able to keep his team at the top. But it doesn't matter because this year they're going to be good no matter who is their coach.
Yeah.
Let's move on to June 8th. The 30-second shot clock is approved by the NCAA.
Love this. I love this. Of course, Kansas coming off the summer circuit playing in a 24-second shot clock. They're already used to this. They're going to be firing up shots left and right. Andrew, this could be an offensive team. We're going to put up 100 points every game. 30-second shot clock is going to help that out.
Speaking of the summer circuit, on June 23rd and 26th, KU play little tune-up games against Canada in the Sprint Center. On the 26th, yours truly happen to be sitting in the front row. Not to brag at all, but it was fun listening to Bill Self swear at an exhibition game.
That is fun. That was the little tune-up game.
Delightful.
And, you know, it's always nice to beat Canada. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Just, you know, occasionally you just got to put them back. You know, they're up there north. You got to put them back in their place occasionally. We did that.
All right. June 25th, Kelly Oubre drafted number 15 by the Hawks, subsequently traded to the Washington Wizards. Cliff Alexander, nada, gets snubbed.
Yeah, I think we saw this coming. Oubre slipped a little bit, but that's still about kind of where everybody thought he might go, right? In the early teens, he gets 15th. But Cliff, man, it is what it is. I think, honestly, probably since he didn't get drafted in the first round or early to mid-second, it was probably good that he didn't get drafted, because then he could go out and pick who he wanted to go to and hopefully get with somebody who had a chance to be on the team. And the Blazers did pick him up, signed him. Nothing's guaranteed, but at least he landed somewhere he's got a chance.
All right, let's move on to July 2nd, in the saddest day in recent Jayhawk memory, Marcus Morris is traded to the Pistons.
And I got no words. This is tough. Man, this is tough because, as you know, many of you know, the Morris twins are playing together, and now they are not, and it's only a matter of time before they end up back together, whether it's on an NBA roster or
playing Mario Kart,
maybe in Israel or something. They're going to probably leave the NBA after their next year just so they can find a team that will take them both.
All right, July 13th, KU wins gold at the World University Games in South Korea. Kevin, do you watch all these games? Of course you did. Tell me your thoughts. We'll talk about this more later, obviously. Next week, but there's a lot to talk about with that. But just give me your general impression. World University Games, fun thing, right? Pretty cool.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And I think as a KU fan, it's like way more awesome than anything else. But it was really cool. Great experience for those guys. chemistry building, getting that winning mentality. Just a great opportunity to, you know, represent the country and go over there and play those games. And man, it's just, the team looked pretty good. Like, Frank was a monster, and Wayne kind of maybe realizing some potential there, and Mickelson kind of went bonkers. There were some good storylines coming out of that, and you just can't put a value on like how beneficial it is to get those summer practices when no one else is doing it. So very cool. Great opportunity, and obviously great to bring home the gold.
Let's move into August. August 6th, Tyshawn Taylor arrested for using a counterfeit money order in New Jersey.
Yeah, there was good Tyshawn news too, because didn't he like, wasn't his team like one of those ones that won like $500,000 in like some pickup basketball tournament too?
Yeah, it's one of the, I think it was a New York based, it wasn't the basketball tournament that
right,
was on
right.
TV this year, but it was one of those deals. I think he won the dunk contest too.
Awesome. So, like, he had a good summer and then maybe, like, a not-so-good summer at the same time. But, yeah, you know, Tyshawn, it's all part of the thing. I mean, he's going to win $500,000 in a basketball tournament, and then he's going to do a counterfeit money order. It is what it is. You get the whole thing with Tyshawn.
Yeah, it's always good and bad with Tyshawn. All right, August 11th, Jake Heaps, former KU quarterback, becomes the third-string quarterback for the Jets following Geno Smith's broken jaw caused by a teammate's sucker punch in the locker room. What do you think about Mr. Heaps?
It's great to see Jake Heaps getting an opportunity. You know, I think he's got a really good chance to hold on to a job there. Maybe stay on as that third string quarterback for the Jets. They got some good receivers. You never know. There could be some things happening. He could end up being a starter in the NFL. He's just got to hold on to that job.
All right, August 12th, Markieff Morris demands trade from Suns.
Yeah, this was coming. I think we saw this coming from that story back a few ago. I think since then he's backed off of this stance, is at least what I've read. But yeah, I think he's not going to be happy until he's back to connected with Marcus.
Okay, 18th, Joel Embiid has another foot surgery, out for season. So we were joking about sad things before. I think this actually is a really sad thing. Yeah. We knew he wasn't going to be around. I read that the surgery took 5 doctors. I'm not sure if that's normal or not, but man, he hasn't played since that Oklahoma State game, March 1st of 2014. Hasn't played a competitive game. Let's just hope he gets on the floor. Let's not hope for these grandiose Hakeem Olajuwon comparisons. Let's just hope he gets to play.
Man, it's starting to make you wonder if he ever will. I really hope he gets back, though. I mean, obviously a ton of fun to watch. So we're cheering for you, Joel.
All right. August 22nd, Bill Self spotted wearing Kanye West-designed Adidas Yeezy Boost 350 shoes. Their mixtape drops later on in the fall.
Man, this kind of blew up college basketball Twitter for
Why?
The day.
Why? Well, he just went to the Adidas locker and found Adidas shoes, and then like, oh my god, they're Adidas shoes. Are they going to do a rap collabo? Which I hope they do. But, it was like trending on Twitter. It wasn't like but it was a huge deal. Huge deal.
Obviously showing why there's not much to talk about in the summer, which is why we obviously took 4 months off. But still a big story in the college basketball world. I saw like 7 national blogs putting together a post on this. Obviously, it's for clicks. I mean, let's be honest, but still hilarious.
All right, our last bit. August 27th, Jake Heaps cut by Jets.
Oh,
yeah.
So that thing earlier about how he might, that thing was.
Yeah, he's going to go be a financial advisor with Dane Crist.
Yeah, by the way. This is an important story also, not on your sheet. Sometime in April, Dane Crist became a financial advisor, and I just asked him to join on LinkedIn because he is a financial advisor, and that's sort of in a twisted way what I am involved with too, and maybe we could become friends. Just maybe. Throwing it out there. Maybe
just,
we'll you know,
let's
join
just hope,
each other on a conference
let's
circuit.
Just hope he doesn't go back and listen to some of the podcasts because he would not be your friend. Well,
the
maybe. We actually
thing.
Defended that guy for a long time. Longer than most, probably.
I think we gave him 3 games.
We gave him a cool nickname.
We did give him that.
Remember, that was one of the first things we talked about on our very first podcast.
Donye
Crist.
Yeah, I should probably never listen to that ever again. Maybe it's been deleted from the internet by now. I'm not sure.
I have no idea how that works. Okay, let's move on to talk a little bit about basketball. before we get into our football preview, there's a lot to talk about with basketball. I'd like to get into some recruiting stuff and the World University Games here in the next couple weeks. Maybe bring in some people who know more about that than we do. But for now, I think the biggest question on everyone's mind is the eligibility of Cheick Diallo. I attended a school where they have been pointed out or singled out by the NCAA as not being a great, I don't know, what's the best word, not being a great school or accredited school in terms of the classes offered to qualify to play in the NCAA. And so he's being looked at with a little bit of scrutiny. What are your thoughts here, Kevin? I know that there's not been a whole lot of information, but can't make you feel great.
No, it certainly can't. I don't know. You see these stories coming out, you know, someone gets in, Bill Self gets in front of a microphone or on the record and says something like, oh, you know, yeah, we're confident it's going to work out. And he says all those things. The next thing you hear is that, you know, the newspaper headline, self-confident Diallo will be cleared. And that's runs on bottom of Fox Sports or whatever. But man, what do you want him to say? Do you want him to say, well, you know, we're pretty pissed about it, and you know, this is a bunch of BS? And no, he's gonna say, you know, we feel good, we're confident. And so that's not a news story to me, and it does make you wonder. Hopefully he gets cleared. Like you said, there's really no news out there. I don't know what to think, other than the only thing we can point to is another guy who was on the roster at the same school. His name just escaped me. The Oklahoma State guard, I think, got cleared recently, who was also in front of the clearinghouse and got cleared. So there's hope that people can get cleared from that school. We will see. It is scary, though. We need him. He is an unbelievable stud. He will be so much fun to watch.
Okay, here's a question for you. This is a question that has been circulating around work that I think is important. How many games would it take for KU to win for you to be okay with Diallo's ineligibility?
So how many football games?
Yeah, football games. Yeah, football games. So if KU wins, you trade 10 wins for his ineligibility. Or you'd say for KU to win so many games, then you'll be okay. So if you're guaranteed 10 wins and he doesn't play, you'll be fine with it.
And to be,
or is
to
it
be
6 wins, or is it a bowl game? It's a little complicated.
So to be fair, is it possible to say I would trade his eligibility, but he'll be back the next year? Or are we saying there's just no eligibility whatsoever?
He's going to go to the NBA if he's going to be.
Okay, so no, we'll never play at KU at all.
Right.
How many KU football wins will it take to be okay with that?
Yep.
This season?
Yep.
Man. I would say 10.
Okay, maybe I prompted you on that. It'd take 10 wins. So if they get 9 wins, you would not be...
You know what? No, I'll back off that. They need a really good bowl. Like, if it's not, if they go 9-3 and that gets them to, like, I don't know, what, Holiday Bowl?
Alamo Bowl, still? Maybe.
Alamo or better. That's the rule. Alamo or better.
So you'd be okay with Cheick Diallo not playing basketball if we made the Alamo Bowl?
Yes. That's the answer. Alamo or better.
I think for me, it's BCS or bust.
Is that a thing anymore? I think it's a playoff.
Whatever. I gotta say New Year's 6 or whatever. So the regular old BCS plus cotton plus... That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever the other one is. So I think that's it for me, because I'd rather have him play and we lose all of our games.
Not a Chick-fil-A Bowl. Not even.
Oh.
Not the Pinstripe Bowl.
No.
You want the college playoff.
Yeah. So yeah, sorry for that confusing question, but I think it's an important one to ask.
No, it's a very important question, and I like the question very much.
All right. We're gonna move on and talk about football. This will be our KU football preview. I'm just going to start off like this. For the past 3 seasons, we have been on record, and you can go back and listen if they're still up on the iTunes machine. We have been on record as saying that KU is going to a bowl game.
Yes.
Each of the last 3 years, we have said that. And as we've come to find out, hasn't worked out quite as well as we predicted. So with that in mind, we are going to make some predictions this year. And we are going to say that we're going to go to a bowl game.
We're going to a bowl game.
All right, Kevin.
Yes.
Get your iPhone out.
All right.
Get your iPhone out.
I don't know where it is.
Just, there it is. Now, I want you to click on the calendar.
Okay.
I want you to scroll down to December on the month.
Okay.
Do you see any dots? I'm sure there's a bunch of dots there, right?
Yeah.
Clear those dots. I want you to just delete all the dots because we're going to we got to clear out some space for the Zagsby's Heart of Dallas Bowl, maybe the Russell Athletic Bowl, maybe even the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl. Clear those dots, Kevin.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
We may be talking a little tongue in cheek there, but Give me some reality, or tell me what's going on. Tell me about this football team. You've done some research. You feel good about it. Tell me what's going on.
All right, here's why we're going to go to a bowl game. All right, I'll start off with some positive vibes here. We've got to keep the people happy. And Andrew, David Beatty has never in his career had a losing season as a head coach. Think about that one for a minute. He's a combined 39-15. As a head coach in his football career. And what is he now? A head coach. Is that suddenly just going to flip? No, of course not. We got history on our side. Of course, he's never done it for a college team before.
Yeah, but that's high school, Kevin.
That is high school. All right. What about this, Andrew? We got Rob Likens coming in, installing this spread them out air raid offense. And that offense, Andrew, that offsets like all the potential talent disparity in college football, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we're going to be fine. We got
Orange Bowl.
Orange Bowl or bust. Yeah. You know, the reality is KU is basically replacing a gazillion starters from last year's team that also wasn't very good. We have the fewest scholarship players like ever, less than 65 scholarship players on the roster. I mean, the reality is David Beatty took over a position that is nearly impossible for this year and potentially next year and the year after. Maybe year four we could start talking about some good news. But, you know, looking at this team, let's give this team a chance because we do have basically all new players, which is maybe a good thing. Maybe not in you know, on the defensive side. We see a few names that look familiar, like Ben Goodman is back, and TJ Simke, Tevin Shaw, although Simke may not even have a starting spot this year. You know, we're replacing basically our top six producers and receptions from last year. We're replacing two of our top three running backs. Our quarterback got hurt in the spring game. We're replacing at least three linemen, maybe four. Basically every skill contributor we are starting fresh with. Andrew, we haven't won a road game since 2009 either. A few things going on in 2009. Let me just refresh your memory about how long it's been since Kansas has won a road game. The number one song in 2009, Andrew, was Single Ladies by Beyonce. Uh-huh. And Poker Face by Lady Gaga. We're talking 6 years ago. Some of the people listening to this podcast were not born the last time.
We have 5-year-old fans?
Yes, we do.
I
figured that's most of our audience, actually.
Well, if you think about it, if you're just starting as a freshman at KU, there's chances that you were 12 years old the last time we won a football game. I will also tell you this, back in 2009, The Fast and the Furious was in the theaters. This was the fourth movie. Since then, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, and Furious 7 have come out. Also, just a little bit of a caveat here, or a little more spin. We haven't won a road game during the Obama administration, and they are running for 2016 as we speak. I mean, there's debates going on as we speak. in the Obama administration.
Wow.
Let's kind of turn around. With Beatty, I feel good about it. He's going to put it together. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but I think we're going to have to see a little bit of progress. And I think he'll get this thing started in the right direction. Kevin, so you've done a little research. You seem to be caught up a little bit about KU football. I've got a little game for you that I've put together that I want you to play, and I want everybody to play along at home. Do you have a little bit of music you can play along in the background to liven this up a little bit?
A little game show
music? A little game show music.
Let's see what we got here. Let's try this. Okay. We got something playing.
This game is called KU Football Player or Disney Channel Character. So I'm going to give you the name of someone.
And I don't know any of these. This is on the spot. Andrew's.
You have to tell me if this is a KU football player on the KU roster or if it's someone who is a character, not the actor's name, but the character on a Disney Channel television program. Are you ready, Kevin?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one, the name of the person, Joey Bragg.
Joey Bragg is a KU football player.
Joey Bragg is not a KU football player.
Dang it! Joey Bragg, off to a bad start.
Joey Bragg is a character on the television program Liv and Maddie.
This is great. All right, off to a good start. Oh, Carlton, no.
Now, you are thinking of Jacob Bragg.
Jacob Bragg. He was a center and turned into a guard.
Redshirt freshman from Nacogdoches, Texas.
Yeah, he was like a highly ranked center that we got.
Jacob Bragg, redshirt freshman. So you're
over. We're all starting fresh here.
Oh, 0-1. 0-1. Number two.
Okay.
Avery Jennings.
I'm going with. Man, this is hard. You didn't pick like easy ones.
Avery Jennings.
That sounds also like a KU football player.
That is not. That is a Disney Channel character from the television program Dog with a Blog.
See, I think our 5-year-old fans are getting all of these right.
Yeah, so
because they know the Disney characters.
Avery Jennings, Dog with a Blog. 0-2, Kevin. 0-2.
All right. Let's keep going. I'm feeling
number
good.
Number three, Tyler Patrick.
My first thought was Disney character, so I'm going to go football player?
It is a football player!
Yes!
Redshirt freshman from wide receiver from Woodlands, Texas, or the Woodlands, Texas.
Yes.
So, 1-3, Kevin. 1-3. All right, we've got two more. Chase Harrell.
That's a football player.
That is a football player. That's also a freshman. From Huffman, Texas. All right, last one. You are currently 2-2. This is to break the tie to see if you actually know what you're talking about in the game of KU football player or Disney Channel character. Are you ready for the last question?
I'm ready.
Riley Matthews.
That's a Disney character.
That is a Disney Channel character.
Yes!
It's actually Corey Matthews and Topanga Matthews' child daughter, Riley, from Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel. Kevin, you win. I'm going to say you got 3 out of 5. That's not bad.
I feel pretty good about it, actually. Those were hard. Did you say your girlfriend got 5 out of 5?
6 out of 6. Because she got both brags.
Oh, well. She's better at that. Maybe she just knows Disney characters better. I don't know. Ah, man, that was a good game, Andrew. Good game.
Yeah. So I did the brags as one question for you, but yeah.
That was mean. All right.
You got a C. You got a D. That's 60%. You got a D on that.
Yeah.
That's passing.
D for diploma.
That's passing. All right. Well, that was a little fun. Hopefully, this game on Saturday will be fun as well. It may be our only opportunity for a win. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Andrew, I'm not even feeling like super awesome about that either. Do you want to get into the South Dakota State preview, or do you want to talk about some team stuff?
Let's just talk about the team generally, because we've got caught up in terms of who's on the Disney Channel and who's on the football team. We're caught up that far. Now we need to learn a little bit more about what can happen on the field. So,
all right.
Let's just start off. We've announced the captains this past week. Can you tell us a little bit about the captains?
Yeah, so we got Montel Cozart, and this was team voted, as I understand. Ben Goodman, so those two guys, and then Fish Smithson, who, by the way, has probably the best name on the team, right? Fish Smithson?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's got to be the best. We'll be the captains this year. I think I read somewhere that they're going to have a captain from the special teams each week that will change based on the week. So there might be a fourth one here and there. From that, but we got the captains, we got our, you know, offensive leader and our defensive leader on there. And, you know, looking at the team, I think there are some positions of strength where we do have some Big 12 caliber players. And I think that starts on the defensive end. And that's where, you know, Ben Goodman comes in. And another guy to keep your eye on, Andrew, is Damani Mosby. Coach has called him the star of the camp. So I think at the defensive end, we might actually have some guys that could generate a little pass rush this year. That's been missing basically since I've been a KU football fan. I don't think there's been anybody that could really rush around the side, around the edge. So hopefully maybe we can get a little pass rush, which will be good because our linebacker core is basically completely depleted. 4 out of 5 guys are gone. And pretty much our entire defensive backfield as well. We're going to have all new starters at the defensive backfield. So that's something to watch, that defensive end position.
Let's talk a little bit about some question marks. And let's start off with quarterback. We know that Montel Cozart is going to be starting at least for the first game and maybe into the foreseeable future. But there's some other question marks. Specifically Ryan Willis from Miege and Carter Stanley. I think he's from Florida. Do you think we'll see any of these other guys?
Honestly, if we see anybody, it wouldn't shock me to see DeAndre Ford, the Dodge City JUCO transfer. I think from what it sounded like, he was really the one that was pushing Cozart the most, that Stanley and Willis were more kind of long-term plays. They like both of them from what I understand. But I think it's Cozart's job. I think they're really going to let him play through some mistakes. And it's probably going to take an injury or just a complete blow up, which we saw last year. It's not like it can't happen to see one of these other guys in there.
Let's move on to cornerback a little bit. We've had some talent there the past couple of years, despite the team not being very good. It could be a little different story this year. Going with a brand new secondary after losing everyone.
Dexter McDonald, Corey Shepherd, Isaiah Johnson's gone from safety. I mean, yeah, we lost basically one of the strengths of our team in those three guys.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to be all new guys. I mean, so one guy to watch, a JUCO transfer, and they've been talking about him a lot too, is Brandon Stewart. And I think we're going to have a true freshman on the other side, a Tyrone Miller Jr. So Brandon Stewart and Ty Miller Jr. are the guys we're going to be watching at cornerback more than likely. Supposedly Stewart has really shown in camp, and they really like him. And, you know, we have been, Andrew, I don't know if you know this, but University of Kansas is cornerback U.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you know that?
Charles Gordon.
Well, other than him, we've got some other guys that are still playing football.
Akeem Tlaib.
Yeah. Chris Harris.
Corey Shepherd for a while.
Yeah, I think he got hurt.
He did get hurt. Yeah, he was going to be the starting cornerback for the Eagles. And then
not so much. That's a bummer. But, hey, we are defensive back U, cornerback U. So, you know, these guys are obviously going to turn into something. That's just how it works.
I think you're right. Let's take a little bit of time here and just kind of talk about the season generally before getting specifically into South Dakota State. Let's just start off with South Dakota State. That's our first game. They went 9-4 last year. Kevin, is this a win or a loss?
I think it's a win, but I think it's less than a touchdown win. Honestly, we just have no idea what's going to happen on Saturday. I mean, think about it. Like, all these guys are brand new. We got a brand new coaching staff. We got a brand new system. Like, anything could happen, a full range of outcomes. I mean, we could lose by 20 points, like, legitimately, or we could win by 40 points. Like, there is a full range of outcome. But I think that the KU does pull off the victory on Saturday. But I don't think it's going to be by much, man. South Dakota State's actually pretty good. I think they're preseason ranked, like, 15th in the FCS. And they're coming off a pretty good season. Of course, they lost the heart of their team, running back Zach Zenner, who, if you're playing any fantasy football, is basically the darling of NFL preseason. I think he's like leading the rushing yards.
I think he is in preseason. Yeah, he's killing.
Yeah, that dude is from South Dakota State, and I don't know, had 5 billion yards as a running back there. So glad we don't have to face him.
I'm gonna say we get this win as well. I'm gonna say we win by 2 touchdowns, though.
I like it.
Next, we've got Memphis. Next weekend, Memphis went 10-3 last year, coming into Memorial Stadium. You like our chances?
They're pretty good. I mean, they're
no. Our chances are good, or Memphis is good.
No, Memphis is good. But Andrew, you know what they say about Memorial Stadium. You know what they say?
I don't.
There's, you don't know what they say about that?
No.
There's a magic to it.
Oh, yeah.
That when, you know, you fill it up with all the students are all rabid and excited about football, and like all the alumni are there. Like, we've got a magic to really pull off these victories. And by pull off these victories, I mean usually come within like a field goal of winning. So this might be one of those games. This might be one of those games, like the TCU game, like 5 years ago.
Okay, well, I think we need all the magic and sorcery and wizardry we can get.
I don't know if they say that about Memorial Stadium, but the magic thing. I literally just made that up.
I know you said that, but I doubt there will be anyone in the stadium.
There were going to be like 400 people there.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to Rutgers. This is the State College of New Jersey going to Rutgers. They went 8-5 last year. What do you think?
I think that whoever made this schedule should be fired. We play a 9-4 team from last year, a 10-3 team from last year, and an 8-5 team from last year before we even get to the Big 12. That's ridiculous. We're the worst team in college football. Why the frick are you scheduling these games? Yeah, we're going to lose. See that whole 2009 road woes discussion from earlier. I just don't see a chance here.
Okay, let's talk about Big 12 a little bit. I'm going to do this a little different. I'm going to go through these games, and I'm going to tell you chances between 1 and 10 are our shot to win.
I like it.
Okay, so this is our first game at Iowa State. So 10 meaning we're absolutely going to win, 0 meaning 0.
Well, I think this is our best chance to win.
And
they're coming off a 2-10 season. Of course, they got old Mangino there running the offense. But even at the best chance to win, I think I'll give it like a 4.5.
Okay. I think it's our best chance, and I give it probably a 3.
I was being nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to.
All right.
Okay. Baylor at home.
-2.
Texas Tech at home.
Ooh, okay. So I think this is our second best chance to win. I'm going to give it a 3.25.
I'll give it a 3.
Okay.
Okay.
So you think that's the best chance to win? I can't remember what second you gave Iowa State. Okay. All right.
At Oklahoma State.
-1.5.
OU at home.
-1. Although this is one of those games that, like,
we always
Oklahoma
get one
game,
of those. We always get
there's
one.
There's going to be one that's going to be close.
Like, real close.
That might be
like,
the one.
Oh, we could win this, and like, we'll go into halftime. Like, I think we're going to get it, guys.
That could be the one. And we then might be leading at half and lose by 35 points in that game.
Okay. We go to Austin, play Texas.
Probably -0.5. You know, they're coming off a pretty rough season two. They're going to be fine. They've recruited like crazy. But yeah, I think negative 0.5.
Yeah, here's a doozy. At TCU.
Negative 50. We're not going
to
win that
you
one.
You didn't really listen to my scale. But I think it makes sense to me and everyone else listening at home. Okay, West Virginia at home.
See, this is another one. Okay, so let's just paint this scenario, Andrew. We are 0-10 coming into this game. All right? West Virginia comes into town probably about, what, 5-5, maybe 4-6. They're looking to get into the – potentially get a bowl eligibility. This might be one, Andrew, that we keep close and lose at the end. So I'm going to go a 2.25.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like 2.25. I like that.
Okay. All right.
And then to close out the season, assuming we're not playing in the Valero Alamo Bowl or the Tostitos SpaghettiOs Dallas Bowl, Kansas State.
To close again, Andrew, let's paint the scenario. 0-11. All right. Very likely. And the guys, you know, they want to send the seniors outright. They want to get a little momentum for next year. The rivals coming into town. They're like 7-4, maybe. I don't know. What do you think they'll be? Maybe 6-5.
That's probably right. Not 7. No, somewhere around there.
7-4.
Yeah.
And Andrew, we give them a game and lose in the fourth quarter again. But another good game. We play those last two within 10 points, get a little momentum going into 2016. I'm giving it a 1.75.
Okay, I give it a 1.8. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. All right, put a ball on it. Those are our season predictions. Not great on our end. But you know what? We're going to beat every game. We're going to go support this team. We have season tickets. We have fun going. And I encourage you all to go out there and do it as well. It's fun time with your friends and family. And this team absolutely does need your support. But let's just focus before we leave a little bit on South Dakota State. Give you the ins and the outs of the Jackrabbits from South Dakota. You did a little bit of research on this, and I'm going to steal the stuff that you sent me.
But I like it.
Feel free to jump in.
Okay.
Led by John Stiegelmeyer.
I think that's how
you pronounce it. You didn't give me pronunciation guide.
No, a producer would do that.
His 19th season of head coach of the Jackrabbits. As you said before, they're 9-5 last year. And this is one thing. They've never beaten an FBS team, like a Division I single A team.
See, that was a good little nugget.
Yeah, that's a good little gem.
Yeah. So they're going to be wanting to beat KU. Let's just throw that out there.
Right. And, you know, as you mentioned, with our boy Zach Zerner, is that his name?
Zinner.
Power run game. They're going to be looking to take advantage of up the middle. You kind of got into it a little bit, but how are we up the middle?
Not good. I mean, the center of our defensive line is untested, and our linebackers, like I mentioned, there's 4 out of 5 that are not there anymore. And the only one that is Courtney Arnick, who was not good last year. Watch for somebody. There's a couple of guys. One of them is a transfer from South Carolina that we got. This is Marquise Roberts. I think he'll probably be our best linebacker from what they're talking about. Notice there's a trend here. All the people that are going to be the best players were not on the team last year and also were basically on some other team and left under some weird circumstances to come to Kansas. This is like we dug under some rocks to get some players this year just to fill out some scholarships. So, but this is a guy to watch. It'll be interesting. But yeah, they're going to try to run up the middle. They're going to try to, you know, the power run scheme, two tight end sets. And I think they're going to try to run over us, and they might be successful. We'll see.
You know, we'll be out there at 11 o'clock there on Saturday. Give us one guy to look out for on their team and on our team. Just a matchup to look up for. Give us something.
Yeah, so they're probably their best player is a linebacker, TJ Lally, another good name. He's been all league for a couple of years, led the team in tackles for the last few years. He will be somebody that's going to be hawking, especially over the middle. And probably the most interesting player to me, though, Andrew, a guy that, again, wasn't on the roster last year, but could be kind of interesting. This is a JUCO running back, Andrew, Keon Kiner. He was the JUCO Offensive Player of the Year last year. So, he had like 18 billion yards and 4 gazillion touchdowns and averaged, actually, he did average, this isn't one of those billion words, he actually did average like 8 yards a carry last year. So, an electric running back, small guy, but somebody to watch for sure. They're, most of, at least the reports out of camps and everything, is that he's been running basically as the number one. So, that guy will be interesting to watch, Keon Kiner. I think that, you know, running backs coach basically said he's the perfect three down back. Like he's part burner, part, you know, big guy, and they can just kind of do all the roles and they don't need to take him off the field. So it'll be interesting. We'll see. We'll see what we can get from them. And another guy, Andrew, that I'm going to be watching pretty close, it's Montel Cozart. We got to see what he is, man. He didn't give us much last year to be very excited about. He's saying all the right things this year, but he did the same thing last year too. So I'm going to want to watch to see if he's got happy feet, see if he starts feeling pressure too early, see if he is able to, you know, put some zip on the passes and actually, you know, manage this air raid offense. I'm going to be watching him pretty closely. So we'll see.
Kevin, it's going to be a fun season. We will see everybody out at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Right.
So Kevin, we're a little rusty to kick off this season 4 of the Jayhawk Talk podcast, but I think it's going to be a good season. Yeah. Football, we've got a lot to hope for. Hopefully we'll see it on the field and as not just in our heads. But I think it'll still be a fun season. And then basketball, I think it's going to be a pretty special year. Got a lot of guys coming back. We'll get more into the stuff that happened this summer with the team, with the World University Games, with some recruiting things in later episodes this month, and get everybody ready for late night in October and for the season in November. It's not that far away.
That's crazy. It really isn't.
I think boot camp's going to come up here in a couple of weeks for the basketball team, and we will get rocking and rolling. But Kevin, tell us where you can find our podcast and what they can do to rate and review us.
Yeah, find us on iTunes. It's probably where you're listening to us. Please go down to your little phone there, down to your little computer screen, hit rate, review, comment, all those words, subscribe. Give us a little rating, give us some stars, let us know what you think, and it helps us to get the podcast out to new Jayhawk fans. You can find me on Twitter at Jayhawk Talk, and you can find Andrew on Twitter at Sherlock Hoops, right?
That's right.
Yeah, see, we're a little rusty. This is our boot camp too, Andrew. I've thrown up 4 times in the corner during this podcast.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, that's. I know you're working hard. I know you're working hard. I mean,
yep.
Just podcast till you puke. Podcast till you puke.
Hashtag. All right, well, let's get out of here. Thanks again to all of you that are listening. We're excited to be back for the 4th season of the Jayhawk Talk podcast. We will catch you next week, hopefully talking about a KU football victory. 1-0. There's 5 more wins to go before we get to that bowl game. We'll talk to you soon. I tried to tell them every time we on the court. I tried to tell them that we never coming up short. I tried to tell them that we came here to get the win. I tried to tell them that they should never let us in. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real.
Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Uh-huh, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the fans.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering, all them tournaments appearing, with no team that's interfering, nine times get the cheering, with them banners held high, and the crowd going wild, night before the final four, you can't even sleep now, yeah we at the peak now, we can't even leap down, March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
Dude, good Netflix show called Narcos.
What is that?
It's about Pablo Escobar.
Isn't that the one that Vinny Chase was in?
Yes, basically.
Vinny can do the movie.
Vinny can do the movie.
Pablo freaking Escobar, Vinny.
Do you want to direct my movie, Billy Walsh?
Hey, look, it's Vinny Chase and the Chasers.
Yeah, dude. No, it's good, though. It's good. All right.
Check it out. For a second.